And this morning, we are looking back on the life of actress and director Penny Marshall, who died on Monday night at the age of 75.
First, Marshall was a famous actress. One of her best-known roles was Laverne DeFazio in the Happy Days spinoff Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, it was about two friends and roommates who worked at the Schatz Brewery.
What is this? Graham crackers. You put the scooter pies back and got graham crackers?
Yes.
Well, think about that, Cheryl.
What's to think about? They're graham crackers.
Yeah, but scooter pies don't leave crumbs in the bed.
Oh.
They don't. You want to sleep on crumbs?
That beloved series ran for 8 seasons from 1976 to 1983. But then eventually Marshall stepped behind the camera and she started to direct. First came the Whoopi Goldberg movie Jumpin' Jack Flash in 1986.
And then in 1988, she made Big. It starred Tom Hanks as a 13-year-old boy in a man's body.
It turns from a building into a robot, right?
Precisely.
Well, what's fun about that?
It was a box office hit. Marshall became the first woman to direct a movie that brought in over $100 million at the box office. Talking to NPR in 1988, she said she identified with the themes of childhood innocence in that movie.
If you lose the child in you when you get older, as far as, you know, being too driven to, you know, that work becomes too important and you just become a horrible human being, that you could keep some of that innocence and openness of being of a decent human being.
Marshall went on to direct other successful films, including Awakenings, which was nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards in 1991.
And Penny Marshall also directed A League of Their Own, a film about the women who played in a female professional baseball league during World War II. Former president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Dale Petrosky, told the National Press Club it was the best baseball movie ever made.
I think that was a great public service that Penny Marshall performed by doing that movie. Those women are prouder of being professional baseball players than anything they ever did in life. And Penny Marshall gave them their life back.
Penny Marshall died this week from complications from diabetes.